George, my name is Angela, and I am calling from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.
Hello, Angela.
I'm very nervous about talking to you, and as a mom, I feel really conflicted about talking to you about this because it's about a small child that I saw at our local library.
All right, tell me more.
Okay, 3 days ago, I was at the local library with my children, and I had my little son sitting on my lap, and he was reading a book, and I noticed this little girl walking into the library, and just from the corner of my eye, because I have three other children I have to keep an eye on.
Oh, yeah, that's a full-time job.
It is. And this little girl sat on the other side of this little table from us, not 3 feet away, and she started flipping her book. And, George, when I looked up at her, I almost peed my pants. This little girl...
Mom, you can't do that.
She had the biggest eyes I have ever seen. They were almond shape, and they were tilted at about a 60-degree angle, and they were staring right at me.
Okay, so, and she didn't look like it was some kind of...
A deformity?
Deformity or
no, like
disease.
They weren't bulging. They just were huge.
Like alien eyes?
Totally, except that she had the whites of the eyes, and but they were very, like a piercing bluish green.
Her pupils.
Yeah, the iris was... George, it was horrible. And she sat there for about 5 or 7 minutes, flipping the pages of this book, all the while staring straight at me.
Was she smiling? Was she nice?
No, she wasn't smiling at all. Mm. She had the saddest face I had ever seen. And what? I felt like she was trying to tell me something. Like, I didn't know what she was trying to say.
Did she have a normal head?
Everything was normal. Everything else was completely normal. So finally, to break the tension, I just said, hi. And she... kind of, you know, looked down and looked back up at me, and she said hello. And that, you know, basically that was it. But George, not once did this little girl in the about 5 to 7 minutes did she blink.
Strange too.
And then this lady, the older lady, about 55, 60, walked in and she grabbed this book and she said, what are you doing reading French? You don't even read French. She threw it down. This little girl, without even looking anywhere else, walked out of the library without looking anywhere else but at me.
Just turned around and stared at you.
Continued to stare at me. And George, like, this is something I will absolutely never forget. It was quite an experience, and I felt really conflicted, like I say, about calling you. But
she didn't have a tail or anything, did she? You never know.
I was too busy gathering my kids because I just wanted to get the heck out of there.
Normal size body, not
everything
lanky, nothing like that, right?
Everything else was normal, but these eyes were not, like, they were not normal.
Let me ask you this. If Angela, if a normal eye, let's say, and I'm just saying this, but if a normal eye is maybe an inch long, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What do you think hers would be?
Okay, well, what I was looking at my kids' eyes, and I would say they'd have to be at least 3 or 4 times larger than their eyes. But they were tilted. You know when you see alien eyes? They were tilted exactly like that.
Yeah.
Except they weren't black. And the thing that I found the strangest, George, was that in my past, if I had ever seen eyes like that before, I would have remembered. But the moment she sat down, I knew I had seen those eyes before. I just instantly...
She's like a hybrid.
I have no idea. I have no idea. But instantly I knew I had seen those eyes before. It was like almost like when I saw those eyes, something switched on, and I was like, I know those eyes. And that's what really scared me the most.
Tell me about the woman who marched her in and marched her out.
Well, at first I started telling my husband, I think this was her mother. But then I thought, she seems too old to be her mom. But this lady didn't look at me. She just marched right through, almost robotic-like, but not jerky. And same with this little girl. Very robotic.
And the child only had the one book, the French book?
Book, but she was flipping the pages but not reading it.
Flipping them, like, real fast?
No, very slowly.
Okay.
Very, very slowly.
She was maybe recording them in her mind, just...
No idea. Like the lady said, she didn't even speak French.
That's a strange story.
It is very strange. wondering.
And so, and she walks out, turning around, staring at you. No smile, no waving, no bye-bye, nothing.
No, no. And in fact, like, I felt, when she was sitting there, I felt such sadness because I thought, I have never seen a sadder little girl. But I felt like she was trying to connect to me. Like, if she, I would have assumed that she was maybe abducted because she, it was like she was trying to tell me something with her eyes.
Or maybe they found her. You know, maybe, who knows? What if she was from, like, a crashed saucer and some family got her or something?
I don't know, but who I was just knows? Hoping she wasn't reading my mind, because it wouldn't be a very good mind to read.
No. Would you think, if you think about this, would you call her human, hybrid, or extraterrestrial?
I would have to say she was a hybrid.
Yeah.
But she was more human than, say, an alien with human features. She was a human with alien eyes.
Which tells me that she could very well have been from a human egg.
Okay.
And then they did their own genetic mix.
Wow.
Very possible. That's a great story.
Have you ever heard of this before?
Never. This is for the archives.
Well, if you ever do, please let
We'll
me
talk
know.
About it. You keep listening. All right.
Oh, you
Thank
bet.
You.
We have been for 10 years. You have great fans up here in Canada.
All right. Thank
we
you.
We love you. Bye.
Thank you.